For the third year in a row, the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors are marching toward the NBA Finals. LeBron James and the Cavs easily won the first game of the Eastern Conference Finals yesterday against the Boston Celtics. And in the West, the Warriors lead the San Antonio Spurs 2-0 in the best-of-seven series. Joining us now is Here and Now sports analyst Mike Pesca, who hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
So last night we had game one of the Eastern Conference Championships between the Celtics and the Cavs. The Celtics coming off an exciting game seven win on Monday against the Wizards. The Cavs had more than a week of rest, and I don't say that because I'm saying that that was why they won. Just stating the facts, Mike, but how dominant was LeBron and his team?
Oh, he was extremely dominant. He said that he wasn't feeling 100% and still scored almost 40 points. And when you say that the Cavs and the Warriors are marching to or through the NBA playoffs, they really are in the William Tecumseh Sherman sense because they haven't lost. The Warriors were down in game one of their series and mounted. They were down by over 20 at halftime, mounted a huge comeback. And the Cavaliers, so let's not be cavalier about it. The Cavaliers are a great team, but they're bad defensively. I mean, they're just really a sub-average defensive team, except, well, that's how they've been this year, at least. You wouldn't know it from how they played against the Celtics. And yes, Isaiah Thomas and the Celtics do sometimes run cold, and then they have no chance of winning. But my God, they put the screws onto the Celtics players. And there you have Thomas. And here's a guy who's a 91% foul shooter, clanking both ends of free throw tries. It was the Celtics were down by 22 at halftime. This was a game that you could feel confident, even though the final score was 13. This was a game that you could feel confident tuning out of midway through the second quarter.
But just game one, so we'll see what happens in the rest of the series. But yes, the Cavs were very
impressive. It did not augur well for games two through, I'm going to say, four.
Well, let's see. What about in the Western Conference Championships? Game three for them is on Saturday. It's a matchup between the Golden State Warriors and the San Antonio Spurs. So far, the Warriors have won two games. What do you expect there?
The biggest question is Kawhi Leonard's health. He had an ankle injury that was re-aggravated in a couple different ways in game one, tripping over his own player, own teammate, tripping over a Warriors player, Zaza. Without Leonard, the Spurs don't have enough offense, period, full stop. And we should also note that the Warriors have more offense than any team in the history of this league, almost too much offense. So, you know, this seems like maybe there can be some Greg Popovich Spurs magic if they were at full health. Barring that, looks like we're headed to a rematch of the finals.
And meanwhile, just briefly, Mike, the Stanley Cup finals in hockey are also happening right now, which some people are saying are even more exciting than the NBA playoffs.
Well, yes, because it's not as if two teams have been decimating everyone. So in the East, Ottawa is ahead of Pittsburgh. The Penguins have scored one goal in every game of all three games of that series. They're down 2-1. And then you have the Predators of Nashville over the Ducks. A Predator should be beating a Duck just based on nicknames. Can you imagine the NHL getting a Nashville against Ottawa finals? What a boon for ratings that would be for them.
That's Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.